Welcome to this Planning the Highways Committee meeting, Monday the 17th of November, 10 a.m. in Council Chamber. Start with the first item on the agenda, which is to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. We've received apologies from Councillor Webster. Are we to accept them?
Agreed.
All in favour?
Agreed.
Yep. Okay. 2474, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interests. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Are there any declarations of interest?
No
declarations of interest. 2575, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. We don't have any members of the public, so that's that dealt with. Next item, 2576, to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting on the 27th of October 2025.
I wasn't there, so I can't confirm it.
Okay, anyone else read?
Mm-hmm.
Any comments?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope. So, anyone like to propose that we accept those minutes? David?
Yeah, I'll second.
I can't tell.
Okay. That's the minutes of the last meeting confirmed. We come on to the actual planning applications received. 2577. The first one is 252291, proposed single-storey rear extension, demolition of part of existing garage and proposed porch to front elevation, 26 Raymead Close. Just go around there. Any comments, John?
No, I think it's a standard extension. Many other houses and properties have had this done. I can see no issue with it.
I concur.
So, nothing, no objections from
him.
I would also agree with that, having looked at the plans. It's nothing contentious. No real change to the street scene.
No.
The only thing I notice is that there already is a front porch there with a pitched roof, and they're going to replace it with a flat roof, but I don't think that's of any...
And the other thing, Chair, I've noted, is the loss of a garage, but many properties now don't have.
Yes, I think the Highways Authority commented on that, but as you say, it won't result in any loss of parking.
No.
I
can move formally, therefore, Chair. No comment.
Well, or no objection.
No objection.
Yeah. Mm. I'll second that. That was all in favour.
Yeah.
Then we come on to the next. 252114, conversion of existing single-storey garden room / outbuilding located within the rear garden into a self-contained annex and Airbnb, 42 St Peter's Road, West Mersey. Would you like to start on that one, John?
Again.
Clockwise.
Two objections I noticed on the portal. The issue seems to be that the concerns are because of noise and the fact that if they're going to be Airbnb, the tendency that usage of this is likely to be on a short-term basis so that people will come in and more likely to cause disturbance. I am concerned about areas in St Peter's area because it is quite heavily used. I think there's a balance here, Chair, which the committee needs to address, whether there will be disruption and whether there is overdevelopment of the site. Those are the kind of issues which I think need to be addressed.
Councillor Baker.
Yeah. I'm trying to I don't think it's just one way or the other one. When it's come into a road, it kind of like make it a blind corner.
Yes, it's opposite the junction with Victory Road.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the one. Because when I looked at the for and against, I thought if you come round it pretty quick and there's a car, there's no way you can avoid that if it's coming round the other corner. The grass verges will be gradually worn down. And wasn't this the one that, Airbnbs are getting quite common, and as previous council just said, they can get quite noisy, but there was something to do with overlooking onto someone else's garden as well, if I remember rightly. But it is mainly the parking that's concerned, because it's a very narrow road, and as I say, if you come around that corner too quick, you've got no chance if there's a car coming. It's a dangerous junction, but that's my only comments on that.
Councillor Weaver.
I'm just having a quick look on Google, because I think I've mistaken which one it is.
Yes, there was two submissions from the public to us expressing their concerns that was sent by Carol when she sent the agenda out. So have had representations from neighbours about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was mistaken in which one I thought it was. I should have looked at Google Maps, but sometimes when you live in an area, it's just around the corner from me, you think you know the places. I don't know what to think on that one really. It's Highways doesn't have any objection.
No.
So
they aren't. We're here to give local insight, because the highways, obviously are somewhat remote from us, and they're looking at it as from the point of view of the amount of parking spaces that are provided for the property, I think. But anyway,
in an Airbnb, you're not going to have any more than probably one car. I think it's not like it's a two or three bedroom bungalow. So, I can't see much of an issue really, if I'm honest.
It's just that where they're, can I say this to you, just where their objections, I think, I like to examine the basis of those and see whether they've got any currency as far as this committee is concerned.
I'll say what I'm going to say. the two submissions we've had from neighbours provide photographs which evidence that it's not a conversion of existing outbuildings. Apparently there were no outbuildings there, and over the last year or so a hard standing has been laid, and then buildings have started to go up, but the applicant is saying that they're existing outbuildings, but apparently from photographs that the neighbours have supplied, it's actually a purpose-built construction. So it's not it appears that it's not a conversion. And there is an existing Colchester Development Management Policy, DM13, which states that residential annexes will be supported where the need for additional space cannot be met within an existing dwelling or building suitable for conversion on the site in the first instance, provided that the proposal meets the following criteria. The proposal is physically attached or closely related to the main dwelling so that it cannot be subdivided from the main dwelling. The proposal retains some form of demonstrable dependence on the main dwelling, such as shared access, including both vehicular access and doors, and communal amenity space. The use of annexes as a separate dwelling will not be permitted, and the desire for annexed occupants to be independent from existing residents would not be considered as adequate justification to allow self-contained dwellings in annexes. And the proposals have to reflect and enhance both the character of the original dwelling.
Mm.
And the proposal must not result in the loss of amenity to neighbouring properties. So this policy allows conversion of existing buildings, but in this case it doesn't appear that in reality it was an existing building.
Okay, so we should treat it as a new building.
This is on evidence, photographic evidence supplied by the neighbours who've been taken photographs at various intervals, proving that there wasn't a building there originally.
Okay. Does that, in your view, have a material impact on what we might decide?
It's a difficult one because we can't outwardly say that the applicant is misrepresented in what's happening. All we can say is that evidence has been provided suggesting that this may be the case.
Okay.
That's one aspect. But of course, the traffic and parking is a concern because it is opposite the junction with Victory Road, and the neighbours again have supplied photographs of cars parked on the road right at that junction.
I take that one.
So there's a traffic or vehicle vehicle movement and parking concern as well.
Exactly.
And of course, as stated, there is another Airbnb right opposite. So it's there's actually five within a small area.
Yeah.
In that row.
Yeah.
Which is quite a number, to be honest, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's because people love coming here so much.
People what?
It's because people love coming here so
well,
much.
Well, they do. I mean, that's understandable.
They do, yeah.
And we don't have much in the way of, like hotel-type places.
No, not at all.
There's a Victory and...
caravans are... I take your point. Sophie, that caravans are increasingly being used for weekends and for short-term lets. They're quite profitable as far as the sites are concerned.
Mm.
Oh yes, and I don't think there's a problem with the concept of short-term holiday lets, but it's if it's done in a should be done in a regulated manner.
Could I ask the Chair whether you've got a formulation that we might consider?
You may. What I've suggest is put a statement as a comment rather than a rejection or otherwise, just a comment saying that evidence has been provided that suggests this proposal is in fact a new development, not a conversion of an existing outbuilding.
Yeah.
If that is the case, then the proposal conflicts with policy DM13, domestic development, residential alterations, extensions and outbuildings, which states, I won't read it all out, but I've got it here.
I would make that as a comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, in addition, I would suggest, you don't have to do what I say.
No. we'll debate it.
Yeah. Then, subsequent to that, a statement, should permission be granted, request that the following conditions are imposed. It's limited to short stays, less than 28 days.
Yeah.
The number of occupants is limited.
Yeah.
I'm not going to state the number, but probably two.
Yeah.
And prohibit barbecues.
Yeah.
Prohibit it. barbecue should be prohibited to guard against the nuisance to the neighbours.
Can I ask a question? Is that in the regulations about the barbecue?
I'm basing this on another recent application in St Peter's Road where they did impose those conditions.
Okay.
Condition of barbecue.
No,
no barbecues.
I just wondered about the backup for that.
It's to prevent nuisance to neighbours in, because you can imagine if people are on holiday, which naturally you would like to enjoy yourself with a barbecue outside, if you're right next to another residential property where they are just living their normal lives, they might be inconvenienced by that.
Okay.
But yes. Colchester have imposed such a condition on a nearby B&B property.
Can I, if I'm allowed to say, I think that is a very sensible condition that we put on,
or a request
for the report. I agree with that.
Okay.
You're going to formally move that, because I would support.
Yeah, okay.
What you said in terms of a comment.
And unless anyone else has any other.
No, that's been pretty far what you just said.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair, for doing that work.
Mm.
I propose that we make a comment along the lines of what I have just stated. I've written it down and I'll pass it over to Kirsten.
Yep.
That's
seconded.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I'll pass it over to you. Right, where do we get to? I lost it now. Next one is 252322. Removal of the redundant boat launch slipway and infilling the area to provide a level site for additional boat storage and working area. Peter Clark's Boatyard, Coast Road, West Mersey.
Mm.
Any comments?
The only comment I make, Chair, is that this is in a highly sensitive area, is it not? Being on the coast road in that particular location. And therefore, I think we're duty bound to give it heightened consideration. But I think the local business down there is entitled to make the most of the land down there that they can. And I think providing it's dealt with in a sympathetic manner, I can't see any objection to this. It seems to be a reasonable request for improving the business within the constraints which exist for that particular area.
I took a walk down there to see what it was like, and it's just basically a derelict building doing absolutely nothing, as far as I can see. So I can't see any reason why they can't do anything with it, because otherwise it's just a waste of space. Aligning with and, okay, it's in a flooded area, but that's the way it can go sometimes. I don't know what everyone else's opinion is, but that's my aim.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, you know, as soon as you see the word infilling of, you know, you think, oh, but on this occasion, you know, there's a very sensible reason why they want that to happen. And I think, you know, our boat building and boat repair industry, I think we need to support that.
This is my comments. No objection in principle. Just note that the site is in the Coast Road Conservation Area, and therefore West Mersey Town Council Neighbourhood Plan Policy WM26 heritage assets is relevant with regard to the requirement to preserve and enhance the significance of the heritage assets, their settings, and wider built environment. So just say no objection in principle, but WN26 needs to be taken into account.
Could I say on that, Chair, that I think it's really important that we take every opportunity to reinforce that and state that.
Yes.
In planning matters, because I think that recently the City Council have been pretty good in recognising the neighbourhood plan, but we should still keep on repeating that.
Yeah. Anyone else?
No.
Mm-hmm. So
agreed. I second that.
What okay.
Mm-hmm. So proposed by myself?
Yes, proposed by me. The next one, (252/358), application to vary condition 2, drawings of planning permission 251/349, for Garden Farm, West Mersey. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I've got no issue with this one at all.
Same here, no issue with it at all.
No
problem. My comments are, it's if you compare the two drawings, what they're proposing is to replace a normal window in an upstairs bedroom looking out the back with a full length French doors, if you like, with a Juliet balcony, which in principle no objection, as long as there's no detriment to the amenity of neighbouring properties with regard to overlooking and privacy. That's the only issue.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm. I can't determine whether there would be a privacy issue. It's just something that I think we should just point out. I'm sure that City Council planners will also consider that, but it's just worth stating, I think.
Mm. Yeah, good one. Yeah.
I don't know if everyone agrees with that or not.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd say no objection. I propose we state no objection, provided there is no detriment to the amenity of neighbouring properties with regard to overlooking and privacy.
All right, I concur, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You second one?
I'll second that.
Sophie?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, next one is, the next one and the last one we have to consider is 252/377, retrospective application to replace bedroom window with fire escape bifold window, replace horizontal cladding with vertical cladding at rear of dwelling, 90 Fairhaven Avenue, West Mersey. Councillor Acker?
Yeah, I've looked at this. This particular site has got quite a history to it. There's been to and froing on it. It is a very restricted site.
I
know it well. There is one general observation, one comment regarding the use of the balcony at the rear. It says the comment, the property is boasted to have installed obscure glazing to the first floor window on the south side and have installed clear glass, so already infringing on our privacy. Now, the application, of course, is for something different. You know, it relates to that. This is an observation about what has already occurred. So it's got limited validity as far as this application is
yes.
concerned. But the question is whether we want to refer to that, or that's an issue which is past.
I saw that, and I don't think we need to comment on that previous non-compliance with.
Absolutely right.
Because if the neighbours concerned about that, they
should have acted.
They complained to enforcement. But yes, we're considering the fact that they've already installed full-length bifold doors in a place where there would have been a window, similar to the previous
one. Well, but on this application, I've got no comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with it.
I would like to say exactly the same as we said on the previous one. No objection, provided there is no detriment to the amenity of neighbouring properties with regard to overlooking privacy. Because it's a very similar application.
It's a very similar
to be consistent with the same thing, and it does have the same concerns. That particular representation from the neighbour did express concern that potentially their privacy could be infringed by this. So, but I think we'd just point out that fact, and planners will make their own decision.
That formulation would have my support.
Yeah, I'll propose it.
And I second that.
Okay. I believe that's all the applications we need to consider today. And going on to the next item on the agenda, to receive notification of planning decisions, I won't read them all out, but a number of applications have been passed by Colchester 251902, 64 Seaview Avenue, 251934, 25 Oakwood Avenue was passed, 242604, One Furze Road passed, 252014, 25 Stafford Avenue was passed, 252015, 15 Yorick Road was passed, and 251849, 10 Mill Road was passed. So no declines, no or any others. So all the previous applications were passed, and I think that is the end of the meeting.
Yep.
No more items on the agenda. Thank you very much.